I will be satisfied with the richest of foods. That is what King David says in Psalm 63, verse 5. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today. See, when I first read this, I really did not understand why King David would be talking about food in this psalm out of nowhere. And I just kept thinking about it, you know, trying to understand why he would say such a thing, until it dawned upon me. You see, the key to understanding why David said what he said is found in the location he was in when he was writing this. The key to understanding why he said that is to look at his environment when writing it. When David was writing the psalm, Psalm 63 itself, he was in the desert. He was writing this in the desert. And I'm highly doubtful that he had the richest of foods in the desert with him. But I believe he was saying that he'll be satisfied with the richest of foods because he knew that he would not be in the desert for the rest of his life. You see, I think King David knew that God, the God he worships, would take him out of the desert and bring him back to a place where he would have the best foods at his disposal. Basically, to bring him back to a place of abundance. David knew the God he worships would do that for him. But the question we must ask ourselves is, why would David believe this while being in the desert? His environment was not favorable. Why would he believe this while he's in the desert? And I believe the answer is very simple, yet profound. Here's the answer. David knew God's character and therefore knew that because God is a loving and caring, providing God, he would eventually lead King David back into greener pastures. King David did not allow the reality of his environment, being the dry, hot desert, to make him doubt the truth of God's character. He knew that he was in a desert, but that God would not leave him there forever. King David trusted in God's character. He knew the God he worshipped would not leave him in the desert forever. That is why he says he would be satisfied with the riches of foods. There are two things I want us to learn from this psalm, from this section of the psalm. Number one, you need to know God's character. If you know God's character, you will not be easily shaken. And you will know that the God you worship will always provide for you and lead you into greener pastures. If you know God's character, you will not easily be shaken. Number two, have hope in his character. Don't let your environment, your current situation, the desert you may be in, to cause you to doubt God. Instead, let the fact that you know God never abandons to stir up hope in you like King David. Let it make you have hope and faith to know that God will lead you out of the desert into greener pastures, into a place where you will be satisfied with the richest of foods, where you will have abundance, where God will lead you out of the desert. because you will never stay there forever. God will never leave us in a bad place forever. He always helps us out. You see, Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, God the provider, he is enough. It's in his character. He provides for us. David believed it. We too need to believe it in our lives. So today, I just want you to focus on that, on understanding and trusting in God's character and having hope in his character, knowing that he's Jehovah Jireh, the provider. Amen.